speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we've got a wide variety of issues. We're going to take a look at more in depth at the Australian elections. Yes, it wasn't just a rejection of the Green New Deal down there. There are many different aspects of it, but it's very similar to what we're seeing here, the choices being offered to the American people. And the polls there showed that it was going to be an overwhelming win for the left. So the key issue was the environment, and yet the people looked at that and said, green, no deal. Sorry. We're more concerned about your climate policies than we are about climate change. We're also going to take a look at war and borders, because this is back in the news again. We have President Trump, hopefully, pushing back against the advisors that he brought in, Bolton and Pompeo, who are openly talking about how they lie to get into wars. And there's now been another report that has come out pushing back against the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. It took them a year to do a study, and they said, yeah, we think maybe this time, you know, we've had every march for the previous 3 years. We had, you know, 2018, 17, 16, we had a false flag gas attack. I believe they were all false flags. But it always happened in March. That's why I said this year, beware of the Ides of March. You know, is it going to be another gas attack? Well, no, the Syrian war was kind of over, so they were trying to create something in Iran this year. Last year, you know, they did a little bit of a change. They figured people might notice this if we do it 3 years in a row in the same month, and so they added the Skripal false flag poisoning in the U.K. Now they've had the Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons take a look at it and said, yeah, probably was, maybe the Syrian government. But what has now come out is a report by one of their people on the ground saying, no, this wasn't the Syrian government. These canisters were exploded by hand there on the ground. And, of course, there's silence from the mainstream media. Many people are talking about the overthrow of Gaddafi in Libya and how that has created in terms of Rand Paul turned Libya into an arms bazaar for terrorism. But, of course, it also created a power base of terrorism that has spread into not only Syria and the Middle East, but down into Africa, into Nigeria in a big way, Boko Haram, where more than 6,000 Christians have been killed by radical Islam there, but also into Europe. One writer has traced this Hillary Clinton debacle, you know, Obama and Hillary Clinton, they're really the ones responsible for that more than anybody else. They have traced this metastasizing cancer of war that they began in Libya to 14 different countries in Europe, the Middle East, Africa. So we're going to take a look at all of that as we have the military bill coming up for reconsideration. Nobody is really looking at the border. The headlines on Drudge this morning are, you know, we had nearly 2 miles, 2 miles out of 2,000 miles of border wall built. And it only cost $2 billion in 2 years. And like I tweeted out this morning, at that rate, it'll be another 2,000 years before we get the wall built. Yeah, well, we could, it's absolutely amazing. 1 mile per year, right? We could have, if President Trump had started at the time of Jesus, maybe he'd be finishing up by now. But of course, it would have cost $2 trillion and not the $20 billion that they're talking about. I think even the Pentagon could do better than that with all the wasted money. And quite frankly, they need to be the ones doing this. They need to be protecting America's border. And they could do it. I mean, even in Denmark, I got a story from InfoWars about that. Even in Denmark, they're saying, let's bring our soldiers. Did you know Denmark had soldiers other places? I didn't. We certainly do. We certainly do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. Ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please, secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, May the 22nd, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to have updates today on wars and the aftermath. Let's go back all the way to Hillary Clinton's war in Libya, the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi, and interesting revelations that are coming out about how that has spread to 14 different countries in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Remember, it began, as we learned from the WikiLeaks documents of Hillary Clinton's emails. They were talking about what a threat Muammar Gaddafi was, not to people, but to the banking system of the West, because he was creating a gold-backed currency that he was going to use in Africa. So this is a guy that basically nobody had paid any attention to since his terrorist episodes back in the 80s. Ronald Reagan launched some missiles at him. He quieted down, stopped, hadn't bothered anybody, until he started talking about a hard metal-backed currency. Then he had to be taken out. And what is the result of that? It's a very instructive lesson as to how the military-industrial complex operates. We're also going to be talking about what's going on at our border, the politics of socialism. We have bunch of articles about how 40% of Americans embrace socialism. Well, understand, if you look at the averages, it's about 50-50 for independents. It's almost all of the Democrats embrace socialism and virtually none of the Republicans. It's a very clear divide between the two different parties. We'll take a look also at the Game of Thrones in Washington. You know, that Game of Thrones never ends, it appears. And so we'll take a look at that, as well as the circus that they call the Democrat primary. I guess it's about 25 different rings going on at the same time. Barnum and Bailey only had 3 rings. The Democrats have about 24, 25 different ones going on simultaneously. But before we do, real quickly, let's take a look at some updates into some of the news items that we've been looking at over the last couple of weeks. You know, we've talked about Monsanto's glyphosate, also sells by the trade name Roundup. You've had several lawsuits, big lawsuits, one for $80 million worth of judgment, approximately, another one for about $260 million, and then a third one for about $2 billion. Now, of course, they were bought by Bayer for $63 billion, and Bayer thinks that they're okay because they've got a defense. Their defense is that in spite of the fact that the World Health Organization and European organizations have said that this causes cancer, in spite of the fact that it was, as I've pointed out many times, I heard news stories back in the 1980s about how there were cancer clusters, people who were using Roundup farmers in the Midwest, and at the same time, my pet dog had that same type of unusual cancer as the neighbors were spraying their lawns with chemicals. It's like, what a coincidence. So we've known about this for quite some time, but their alibi has been the EPA. And, of course, the EPA can't be bought, right? They're totally objective. They're not influenced by these people. Take a look at what's going on, however, in Europe, because evidently they weren't able to get such a compliant bureaucracy in Europe. Monsanto now learned spied on both sides of the pesticide debate in at least seven European nations. Zero Hedge reports new details have emerged about the recently revealed dossiers that Monsanto, now owned by Bayer, compiled in order to sway public opinion on their herbicide. The dossiers included people from seven European states and potentially beyond, according to a new report. Monsanto files reportedly listed prominent public figures in France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Poland, Spain, and the United Kingdom, as well as people related to and part of European Union institutions. Bayer is now being investigated by French prosecutors for compiling files of influential people, such as journalists in France. And they likely did the same thing across Europe. They said French prosecutors said several weeks ago that they had opened an inquiry after the newspaper Le Monde filed a complaint alleging that Monsanto had kept a file of 200 names, including journalists and lawmakers, in hopes of influencing positions on pesticides. But, of course, they would never do that here. They would never do that at the EPA, right? At least seven different European countries looking at the press and so forth. But, of course, that would never happen here. So we can trust the EPA to protect the environment and your health, right? And the FDA. You can trust the FDA. They're going to do all the due diligence that they need to make sure that 5G is safe, right? No. They checked on vaccines after they gave the big pharmaceutical companies legal immunity back in 1986. They said, all right, we're going to create an organization. We're going to track any problems with vaccines, any adverse reactions. We're going to make recommendations to make it safer. And RFK Jr., Dell Bigtree said, can we see the data that you've done over the last 32 years? No, we're not going to give that to you. They sued them. They said, turn it over. They said, well, actually, we don't have anything because we haven't followed anything. We haven't compiled any data. We haven't looked. I see nothing. It's a bureaucracy run by Corporal Schultz, right? Was that Hogan's Hero? Anyway, so, you know, I guess if we're going to have abortion on demand, if we're going to allow these people to, these corporations to do whatever they want to us, with radiation, with herbicides, with vaccines, whatever, you know, I mean, profit, don't get in the way of profit. Then I guess the next thing we need to do is we need to make it a little bit easier to have burial plans. And they're working on that in Washington state. It's going to be the first state, they say, to allow composting of human bodies. So you won't have to bury the bodies or even cremate them. You can compost the bodies. That's your solution, quite frankly. It's very green, Soylent Green. And this particular, and as I look at this, I'm talking about how wonderful this would be for composting. I'm reminded of Peter Schickele, who, in talking about PDQ Bach, he said the area where he is buried produces some of Europe's finest wines now. Somebody known, PDQ Bach, his fictional character, known for loving the grape. Nevertheless, it actually might be safer as well, because there was a story from Free Thought Project about a grandmother in New York, and she had the cremated remains of her father in the apartment. Her apartment was raided, drug raid, SWAT raid, by the NYPD. And they grabbed those remains, and she said, that's my husband, or I forget his relationship. I think it's husband or father, remains. And they said, no, they're drugs. We're taking them. They arrested her. Eventually, they realized, no, it's not drugs. You know, they got, she's lucky that they didn't get killed. But she was drug out of the bed, woke up in the middle of the night, seven cops surrounding her bed. Get out of bed. Then they grabbed the cremated remains. That's, you know, the cremated remains. No, no, the drugs. We're taking that. They did release her, but they have not released the remains. Maybe they're hanging on to them to grow something. I don't know. But this is the insanity of this country. Maybe they should deregulate that like they did cherry pies. Or actually, they haven't deregulated cherry pies yet. That is the goal of Trump's FDA commissioner. He wants to do some deregulation. Well, I tell you what. You start with the cherry pie, but before you stop, why don't you just get rid of the FDA altogether? They're not doing anything important. They're not protecting our health. They give people a false sense of security about these drugs, saying, well, they're okay. We've tested them. You know, they give them plausible deniability when they harm people, just like the vaccine companies, just like Monsanto. Oh, the EPA said it was okay. Oh, the FDA said it was okay. And there's no authority for the FDA anyway. So just get rid of the entire agency. It could be done just like Underwriters Lab is a private organization, takes a look at electrical issues. That could be done that way, privately.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, we just want government out of our lives. For the Ohio Democrats, here's a lesson for President Trump, quite frankly. This is coming out of the Daily Caller. They said Ohio Democrats are worried that Trump will take the working class vote again. Trump is pitching himself as an aggressive working class champion, while Democratic nominees continue to harp on issues unrelated to the working class interests, such as Trump's taxes. It's the Game of Thrones that they want to play, right? And you got Nadler and all these other people continue on with this. It is beyond absurd. And they're digging their own grave. And President Trump needs to move on and transcend these people. He's already got a tailwind behind him with the economy and what he's done with the economy. If he would fix the borders, it would be no contest whatsoever. And yeah, they do have a group of clowns. But if he wants to jump down there and punch down and continue to react to everything that these people say, all it does is give them more energy. Democrat operatives told the New York Times that even 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden, who styles himself as a blue-collar Democrat, what a joke that is, billions of dollars in backroom deals for his drug-running son, drug addict son, and John Kerry's son to get a $2 billion loan from the Chinese government because it goes easy on him. And then they use it to set up a company that's being used to do biometric surveillance on the Chinese as part of their social credits system. And that's not even getting into what happened in the Ukraine or other issues. This guy, however, Biden styles himself as a blue-collar Democrat. What a joke. I said he is totally missing the point. An Ohio Democratic leader, David Betras, told the New York Times, the Democrat Party has lost its voice to speak to people that shower after work and not before work. I don't know what that means. All we're saying is he won't turn over his tax returns. He's saying, I'm fighting China to get you better jobs. And he said, they don't care about his taxes. They just don't. Oh, but Nadler and the rest of these people do, right? And so you got Joe Biden out there as probably the least of these people. He's taking more of a high road than any of these other people. He's trying in the best way a Democrat can to return to normalcy. As Vox says, he promises a return to normalcy. He says the country is sick of the division, says Biden. They're sick of the fighting. They're sick of the childish behavior. Well, I think he's right about that. And I think President Trump needs to pull it back as well. He doesn't need to defend himself. We all see what these people are about. And President Trump, you've got other people that should be defending you. And I think your Attorney General, Barr, is going to do that. I think he's in the process of doing that. Let him do that. We can defend you here in the media. We've been doing that for 2 years. We've been showing how this is a lie, talking about how James Comey is actually James Comey. This was run by the highest elements of the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, all these people, registered communists, working with foreign intelligence agencies, working with corrupt individuals in the Ukraine government. Just beyond belief what they got away with and how long they got away with it. But the American people see it. We've been talking about this for a very long time. You don't need to defend yourself, President Trump. You need to fix the country. And you're working on that with the economy, but not with the border. That was a key issue. Anyway, Biden goes on to say, there isn't a single person among you or anywhere in this country who could get away with that in their jobs, essentially complaining about the comments that the Twitter spats that President Trump is continually getting into. He says all they want is their president, their senators, their representatives to do their job. Just do your jobs. Well, actually, Biden, what we want you to do is to stop killing our jobs. So that's really the issue here. When we talk about MAGA, the Democrats, MAGA. Oh, you want to go back to slavery 160 years ago? No, we want to go back 60 years ago. We want to go back to the economy. You know, we're economic nationalists. And many of us alive can still remember when we had a great economy where you could have just one person in the household working and you could have a decent standard of living because you had manufacturing jobs and you could take a 2-week vacation. That's the America that we want to go back to. We want to make America like that again. And they always look at it and they always read slavery or racism or this or that. It's always some social ill that you can find in any decade. You don't think it exists today? You don't think it existed during the Obama administration? Do you want to go back to the Obama administration? No. No. These people are all about the social issues that nobody cares about. They care about losing their country. And so even as we have Mueller refusing to play this game, he's refusing to testify before Congress. He's sick of it. Even Bob Mueller is sick of it. President Trump, why aren't you sick of it? You don't need to keep fighting with him on Twitter. He's either, after spending $40 million, blah, 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 they want to do over. It doesn't work that way. It's bad for our country and so forth. We know that. We don't need you to spend time on that. We need you to fix the border, and then there won't be any issue. A.G. Barr is out there defending President Trump. He said, I felt the rules are being changed to hurt Trump. What do you think? That's been quite obvious for a very long time. If President Trump had had Barr in instead of Jeff Sessions, this thing would never have gone this long. And we also knew that this was coming from Obama. How long have we been saying that here at InfoWars? And now they have indications that, gee, you know, the Obama administration continued this all the way in through 2017. Once they constructed this whole situation, they, set up the program to run well into 2017. So they were not just spying on the Trump campaign. They wanted to continue spying on the Trump administration. We saw that. We understood that. But they now are talking about how the Obama administration cut the video feed from the Situation Room as they were conspiring together to start this whole thing. It's obviously corrupt, and we know that. And President Trump needs to get onto the border. We're going to talk about that, and he needs to follow through on dismantling the military-industrial complex. He made a comment about the military-industrial complex, which is hopeful. But again, it's the people that President Trump puts around him that makes you scratch your head. You know, why Rex Tillerson? And as Secretary of State, somebody who's going to push to keep us in the Paris Climate Accord. Why the people like Cohen, who, as he left, President Trump said, yeah, he's kind of a globalist. Well, we all knew he was a globalist when you put him in there. Or Bolton. Or even Pompeo, yeah. The last days of Pompeii. Let's hope that happens before we have the volcano erupt all over the Middle East and our economy as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
They've not shut down our speech! We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants!
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Freedom to offend. There is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, the 2020 election is really going to turn on the economy. They always do. And President Trump is doing well in the economy, making America great again, like the American economy used to be great. And I think it's interesting when you look at the types of policies that he's done. He's reduced taxes somewhat, and he's raised tariffs somewhat. I mean, imagine if he went back to the policies of Thomas Jefferson, where he took internal taxes to zero, and then raised the taxes on goods being imported fairly high. Can you imagine what that would do to the American economy? Well, we know what it did to the American economy. We saw what happened to America. That's when it became very strong economically. In the 1800s. But at the same time that President Trump's got big wins in those areas, he's left the border wide open. And he's got people in his administration that are moving the pieces around on the board, or if you will, the naval group around in the Persian Gulf, hoping to start more wars as these wars that he inherited continue unabated. And so when I look at this, if President Trump gets pushed into war by Bolton, by Pompeo, if he does that, will we really be able to tell any difference between his presidency and a typical Republican presidency, establishment Republican presidency. I mean, it'll look like the Jeb Bush presidency. Other than raising the tariffs, Jeb Bush would have cut taxes. Jeb Bush would have kept the border wide open. Jeb Bush would have gone to war. Is that really what we voted for? No. No. And hopefully that isn't what's going to happen. Let's play video clip number two. President Trump talking about the military-industrial complex and their love of war.
We have tremendous power economically. If I can solve things economically, that's the way I want it.
So you can reassure people you're not looking for some kind of conflict in Iran. And
well, I'm the one that talks about these wars that are 19 years and people are just there. And don't kid yourself, you do have a military-industrial complex. They do like war. You know, in Syria with the caliphate. So I wipe out 100% of the caliphate. That doesn't mean you're not going to have these crazy people going around blowing up stores and blowing up things. These are seriously ill people. I don't want to say, oh, they're wiped out, you know, ISIS. But I wiped out 100% of the caliphate. I say, I want to bring our troops back home. The place went crazy. They want to keep, you have people here in Washington. They never want to leave. I say, you know what I'll do? I'll leave a couple of hundred soldiers behind. But if it was up to them,
let's make a deal.
They'd bring thousands of soldiers in. Someday people will explain it.
Well, this is an example.
You do have a group, and they call it the military-industrial complex. They never want to leave. They always want to fight. No, I don't want to fight. But you do have situations like Iran. You can't let them have nuclear weapons. You just can't let that happen.
Well, we'll see how this shakes out. You know, again, it's pulling the nuclear cart. They controlled Eisenhower. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex and the academic-industrial complex. People forget about that. He said the universities would be tied in with military-industrial complex. All the research and technology would be done through them. Very dangerous situation. And yet, he was afraid of the nuclear. You can't let the Russians have those. They're playing the same tricks, gaslighting President Trump, quite frankly, for their forever wars. President Trump and the rest of the American public need to ask, how did we get into Syria? Where was that vote? Remember the back and forth that I've played many times on this show. Jeff Sessions as senator asking Panetta, who was a former congressman, then became defense secretary when he's being questioned by Sessions. Sessions says, you're not going to go into Syria, are you? Well, we might. We will consult with our allies in NATO and the UN. And he goes, well, you'd talk to Congress, wouldn't you? Well, we might tell you what we're going to decide to do. We'll make the decision and maybe we'll tell you. Golly, I can't believe that. You know what the Constitution says. You're not going to tell us if you can. Well, he didn't tell them. They didn't tell us. We were heard that, you know, well, there's maybe a couple hundred troops in Syria. Then we find out that there's 4,000, you know, 2,000, 4,000. We don't even know. Publicly, they won't tell anybody how many troops they put there. We've seen reports that they built a dozen military bases, four airfields and so forth. But, you know, where did we, authorize all of that? Obama just said, do it. That's why President Trump could just say, protect our border. Protect our border with the military. Bring the military home. Protect our border. And it's disgraceful that it's not happening. It's disgraceful that this is going. As you just heard President Trump, he said, I said, let's bring the troops home. And he said, they went crazy. We played at the time that they reacted to this, the comments, and read you the comments from the people in the military-industrial complex. The people, the Joint Chiefs of Staff said, that's not happening. We're keeping them there. I mean, that is the arrogance of the Pentagon, of the military-industrial complex. These people who stay there, regardless of who we vote for, the permanently entrenched, unaccountable people in the bureaucracy. And they just said, no, we're staying in Syria. I don't care what the president says. So the president's trying to bargain with them. How about if I let you keep a couple hundred people there? Will that be okay? It's that sad. And so we've got a situation which is really kind of, you know, the House vote. It's not going to go any further. The Democrats are now voting to try to reduce certain aspects of military spending and to also get rid of the authorization for the use of military force that was put in 2001 that has been used as the legal, quote-unquote, legal beard for all of these endless wars running continuously. Obama was the first president to be at war for his entire 8 years. The only president in American history to be at war for the entire 8 years of his presidency. And look at how many different wars we have, and look at how there was no vote about any of these. They were just put through on the authorization for the use of military force. So the bill, in a 30-22 vote on Tuesday, the House military spending bill advanced through committees. It is supported by Democrat leadership. It will face substantial differences with the Senate's alternative, but it seeks to break new ground on a number of issues, reports Anti-War. In particular, seeking to limit the president's ability to unilaterally make war and to prevent the Pentagon from shuffling huge amounts of money around in the budget. It would immediately defund U.S. involvement in the war in Yemen. It would set an 8-month sunset on the 2001 authorization for the use of military force. And it would approve a 3% military pay raise, but it would reject getting around spending caps by putting $100 billion into overseas contingency operations. You know, $100 billion into overseas contingency, but they won't approve $1 or $2 billion for the war, for the wall. $100 billion for that, but nothing for the wall. And that's the Democrats who won't approve that either. It also rejected a $72 million request to build a Space Force headquarters. Just the headquarters. $72 million. That was the one that Ted Cruz was ruthlessly mocked on social media as he began talking about the Space Force and why we need the Space Force for the space pirates and so forth. He's been watching some 1970s movies. But let's talk about how the military-industrial complex has really done. What are its accomplishments? Let's take a look at its resume. The war in Libya, created by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, the overthrow of Gaddafi, has resulted in terrorism metastasizing like a cancer through 14 countries. This is an article by Consortium News and Zero Hedge. It said, of course, the first to suffer was Syria outside of Libya. But the gruesome effects have been spreading to Africa as well as to Europe. David Cameron, Nicolas Sarkozy, Obama, Hillary Clinton, this is their legacy, and yet nobody talks about that. NATO, overthrowing that. Because why? Well, we learned from WikiLeaks it's because he was going to have a gold-backed currency. Can't have that. We're going to take a look at the Arms Bazaar, the terrorist training camp that was created by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and the effects when we come back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of 5-star reviews for yourself. I've got 2 in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our Ultimate Bone Broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that's taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Can't derive 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very bad. I want a long burn. Can't derive 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very bad. That's Turbo Force. I tell you what, I'm feeling a lot of energy. My brain here. And get the fish oil.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to take a look at the aftermath of Libya. How is the military-industrial complex doing? I just played for you the clip of President Trump talking about how, yeah, we do have this thing called the military-industrial complex, and they do love war. And they got really upset when I said I was going to take the troops out of Syria. I got really upset when I found there were 4,000 there. Because where was the authorization for that? Everybody was telling us, oh, just a couple of hundred. Then we went, 4,000. Then they said, well, maybe 2,000. I don't know. How does he know that if he says you're just going to leave 200 there, that they're really going to do that? Because they were openly defying President Trump when he said, I want to bring the troops home from Syria. And then, of course, there's the advisors that he's put around him. People like Bolton, people like Pompeo. We're going to take a look at that, take a look at the legacy of the military-industrial complex as well. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. And we have some new specials that we have put in. We have an 8-pack power stack and Memorial Day mega sales. Here's some of the stuff that we put in. We've got ExtendoWise 60% off. 60% off. We have Myco ZX Plus 60% off. Super Male Vitality 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix 50% off. Bod Ease, our all natural anti-inflammatory supplement. Turmeric and other natural ingredients, 50% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. Protein bars, 40% off. And for the listeners of this program, we have an exclusive special that is still in effect. Just use the code WAKEUP at checkout, and you can get 10% off of our Wake Up America coffee. That's 100% organic coffee available in two different blends. You can save 10% off of that with the code WAKEUP at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, before we get into the details of Libya and look at how the military-industrial complex has done, you know, I mean, if you're going to hire these guys, President Trump, let's take a look at their record here, right? What have they been able to accomplish? And what has been the unintended consequences? Libya is a great example of that. But, of course, every time we go in to overthrow a government somewhere else, there are unintended consequences. And these, President Trump, are the same people who tried to overthrow your presidency. Same people. But let's go back and take a look at some of the, you know, whether or not President Trump can trust these advisors that he has around him. Let's go to video clip number 11. Remember that time John Bolton said it's a good thing to lie about war? Here's John Bolton.
Now, I want to make the case for secrecy in government when it comes to the conduct of national security affairs, and possibly for deception where that's appropriate. You know, Winston Churchill said during World War II that in wartime, truth is so important it should be surrounded by a bodyguard of lies.
Do you really believe that?
Absolutely.
You would lie in order to preserve the truth.
If I had to say something I knew was false to protect American national security, I would do it. I don't think we're often faced with that difficulty. But would I lie about where the D-Day invasion was going to take place to deceive the Germans? You better believe it.
Why do people in the government think that the rules of society or the laws don't apply to them?
Because they are not dealing in the civil society we live in under the Constitution. They are dealing in an anarchic environment internationally where different rules apply.
But you took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and the Constitution mandates certain openness and certain fairness. You're willing to do away with that in order to achieve a temporary military goal?
And I think, as Justice Jackson said in a famous decision, the Constitution's not a suicide pact.
But you took an oath to it.
That's exactly right. And I think defending the United States from foreign threats does require actions that in a normal business environment in the United States we would find unprofessional. Yeah. I don't make any apology for it.
Well, the Constitution would be a suicide pact for most of the activities that the federal government is engaged in if they really took that seriously. If we took it seriously, it would be a suicide pact for them to swear an oath to the Constitution and then continue to do what they are doing. But, you know, we hear this all the time about war, and it's true. You know, the first casualty of war is the truth, and it's also free speech. And folks, the fact that they are going to war against the First Amendment, the fact that they are going to war against an independent and free press like InfoWars, we were the first ones they went to war with, but going to war against you, your free speech on social media, that tells you that they believe that they are already at war with the American people. And they have said that. They have said that. These military-industrial complex advisors have said that in congressional hearings. We have a civil war that is about to start. Said in November 2017, a retired military individual who's working as a consultant to the intelligence agency said, we are worried about a civil war, and we have to stop the cannons on social media. We're going to silence those cannons. We don't want this kind of division. We don't want this kind of discussion. Can't handle it, so we're going to silence it. I talked yesterday about how the Supreme Politburo of the United States, what we usually call the Supreme Court, but it's actually a Politburo. They craft all of the policies of the United States, just like the Soviet Politburo did. And, of course, Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, want them to choose. They want the Politburo, the American Politburo, the Supreme Court, they want them to choose six more additional members, not the Senate. They said, well, let the Politburo choose them. Then that's exactly the way the Politburo of the Soviet Union added its members. It was by unanimous consent of the existing Politburo members. And, of course, adding another six would get them right up to the same number that they had in the Soviet Politburo. But nevertheless, when we go back and we look at the Supreme Court, just look at the efforts of the Woodrow Wilson administration to try to get us into World War I. They sent a movie producer, all of you in Hollywood and on the left, applauding the censorship of the independent press and of conservative individuals. You don't want their free speech. They sent a movie producer to jail, gave him a massive fine because he produced a movie called The Spirit of 76. And, of course, the British were the bad guys in that because it was about 1776. And they said, we don't want that because we want to get into a war on the side of the British. So they sent him to jail, gave him a massive fine, and the Supreme Politburo of the United States said in their decision that there is no First Amendment protection for movies, and that stood until the mid-1950s. They also, the famous decision, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Well, actually, it means you can't falsely yell fire in a crowded theater. That came from that same Politburo, the Supreme Politburo. And of course, the Chief Justice there had actually said you can't falsely yell fire. But of course, they will determine what is true and what is false, right? And the essence of that, again, was about war. They wanted to silence an individual who was criticizing the draft to get people involved in, because of World War One. So it always goes back to war, doesn't it? That's one of the reasons why Bolton says it's good to lie about war. It's good to shut down free speech. It's good to shut down social media. Because we don't want to have a political war in the United States. And we don't want to have a discussion about certain things. We want to have our way. And we want to have foreign wars. We want to overthrow the last remaining few vestiges of the American Republic. And we don't want any comments about that whatsoever. Then we want to overthrow other regimes as well. And then we have Pompeo. Remember Pompeo? This is what he said when he was speaking at Texas A&M just a couple of weeks ago. Here's Mike Pompeo.
When I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It was like, we had entire training courses.
President Trump at the top of his Twitter, page has himself surrounded by, I think it's the West Point, football team or something, athletes, all dressed in uniform. President Trump, you need to embrace the ethics of West Point, not just the uniforms. And you need to go back to the ethics that Pompeo so easily moved on from. These people lie, they cheat, they steal. Now they have classes on how to do it. And they're lying and cheating to you, President Trump. Take a look again at Hillary Clinton and Obama and the legacy of Libya. In Libya, after their overthrow of Gaddafi, they became a training hub for about 3,000 fighters on their way to Syria. They joined al-Qaeda affiliate Jabhat al-Nusra, Islamic State affiliated KBL, and other militants from Libya. And in Libya itself, they created the first little caliphate there. In 2014, in 2015, they conducted car bombings, beheadings, and so forth. The U.S. forced them out of that area with some aerial bombing, but that hasn't stopped anything. It continues to metastasize because we overthrew Libya. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every Info Warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Skull in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just talking about what happened in Libya. As we look in after the overthrow of Gaddafi, things continue to get worse. They sent troops to Syria. You had 3,000 fighters find their way to Syria, but you had massive enclaves of ISIS and the caliphate there in Syria. In one area of Derna, they had the first official branch of ISIS there that controlled that area from an organization called KBL. During 2015, besides the car bombings and beheadings and everything, they established territorial control there, as President Trump was saying. He went through and he got rid of the caliphate itself. He said, you're always going to have terrorist events. You can't ever get rid of that. Basically, he should follow the example of Ronald Reagan after they bombed the Marine, where the Marines were staying in Beirut. President Reagan said, these people are crazy. Let's just get out of here. We don't need to solve the world's problems. As President John Adams said, we don't go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. Because when we do that, we create even worse monsters, as they did in Libya. I said that area of Derna became ISIS people, became the sole governing body in that entire area. They had as many as 5,000 fighters occupying the city by 2015. In 2016, the U.S. started aerial strikes and force them out of those areas. Oh, great. That's good. Yeah, we want to get them out of there, right? We want to get rid of the caliphate. Except that, how did they become that in the first place? Were these people a force before we took out Gaddafi? He wouldn't have allowed that to happen. Libya was at peace internally and abroad at the time that Hillary Clinton and the bankers decided that they would take him out. And we know that because of the WikiLeaks cables that were going back and forth. So, we created the problem. We didn't solve any problems by getting them out of Derna with airstrikes. We had created these people in the first place. And then after we got them out with airstrikes, guess what? They're back now. This last September, UN Special Representative to Libya told the UN Security Council that ISIS is, quote, present and operating in Libya, and it's only spreading. And so we see what's happened is it's not only spread throughout Libya, but it has spread into, for example, Europe. The former counterterrorism analyst for Britain's government communications headquarters told the New York Times, most of the blood spilled in Europe in the more spectacular attacks uses guns and bombs that really all began at a time when KBL went back to Libya. For example, Salman Abedi, who blew up 22 people at the pop concert in Manchester in 2017, met with members of KBL several times. In the 2015 Paris attacks on the Bataclan nightclub and sports stadium that killed 130 people, and the militants involved in the plot to attack Belgium in 2015 were also affiliated with KBL. The perpetrator of the 2016 Berlin truck attack, which left 12 people dead, also had contacts with Libyan ISIS. So too in Italy, several individuals based in Italy involved in the attack on the Bardo Museum in Tunis in 2015 that killed 22 people. And then it spreads throughout Africa to the neighbors of Libya. In Tunisia, the deadliest terrorist attack in 2015. Again, people, ISIS groups out of Libya that got established in power because of the vacuum that we created when we took out Gaddafi. Libya's eastern neighbor, Egypt, also struck by terrorism, coming out of Libya. And then further down into Africa, into Nigeria, where more than 6,000 Christians have been killed by Boko Haram jihadists. The International Crisis Group notes that it was the arrival of weapons and expertise from Libya that enabled Boko Haram to fashion the insurgency that plagues the northwestern part of Nigeria today. There have even been claims that Boko Haram answers to ISIS commanders in Libya. So this is what we create when we decide that we're going to go in and fix a country. President
what
Trump
you have witnessed
to pay attention
is
to
the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history.
This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on Big Tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So, as we heard President Trump say, the military-industrial complex, that's a real thing. These people love war. And I told them we're going to get out of Syria, and they said, well, you're crazy, you're not going to do that. And they said that openly. We talked about that, how arrogant they were, how independent they were of the president. And they said, well, I told them, okay, we'll leave a couple hundred there. How about that? Can we get out now? See, President Trump, President Eisenhower, as I said before, they're both being gaslighted and defied by the military-industrial complex, by the Pentagon, and both of them are afraid of the nuclear issue. Eisenhower, afraid of the nuclear issue with Russia, giving them carte blanche, saying, I don't really know what to do. I mean, that's a big issue. Yeah, it is a big issue. These wars that they have are not solving that issue. They're making things worse. I just read to you everything that happened in the wake of our destruction of Libya and turning the place into a hotbed of exporting terrorism and weapons. As Rand Paul said, it became a arms bazaar for Al-Qaeda. What do you think is going to happen if we do this in Iran? Iran is far bigger, far bigger. And they can tap into many more individuals that are already radicalized. And unlike Libya, where it was basically a peace, you've got a competition going on between Iran and Saudi Arabia. They're ready to go that route. It's not going to make anything any better if we take out Iran. So what's the solution? Well, the Western governments feel that the solution is to take away our speech. You just heard Bolton saying that. It's good to lie. It's good to shut down freedom of the press and so forth. We need to lie to the press. And, of course, if they see through the lies, like we do here at InfoWars, just ban them. If you see through the lies and if you comment on this stuff, they'll kick you off of social media. Just ban you as well. You know, they came after InfoWars and Alex Jones in August of last year. 2 months later, they came after people across the board. The majority of them were conservative Trump supporters, but not all of them. The common thread was that the people who were taken off on the left or people who were taken off as libertarians, they were taken out because they opposed war, because they opposed the police state, the surveillance state. And quite frankly, that's what they've got against President Trump and his supporters as well. Because that is one of the things that President Trump always campaigned for. So we can take a look and see how this is going in France, for example. Maybe it's easier for you to see this if we look at a foreign country, because we get so blinded by our personal alliances or who we like or who we don't like here in America. We can't see the bigger principles involved. So let's go to France. Well, you don't know any of the people. France threatens journalists with jail time for exposing government lies about Yemen. And of course, that's our war too. But let's not get involved in that. You know, we won't talk about Republicans, Democrats, Trump, Saudis, Khashoggi, any of these people, right? Let's just talk about France and what it did to its journalists for exposing lies about a war that, you know, you don't know Yemen, right? Where is Yemen? Can the American public find Yemen on the map? I'm sure the listeners of this program can. But most Americans don't know or care about Yemen. Oh, believe me, the Saudis do. France has threatened three French journalists with potential jail time for using secret documents to reveal the country's involvement in the Yemen civil war. They revealed the number of French arms sold to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The documents, authored by France's Directorate of Military Intelligence, showed that senior French officials had lied and took the advice of John Bolton. They lied about the role of French weapons in the Yemen war. The three journalists who exposed this refused to reveal their sources after being questioned by the Directorate of Military Intelligence. On the origin of the document, they refused to reveal their sources on the origin of the document or their work or and their posts on Facebook and Twitter. And the journalists used the hearing to defend press freedom and how it was in the public interest to publish details of the leaked government documents where the government officials were lying to the people. See, that's why they're coming after Julian Assange. That's why he's locked up. Because people like John Bolton want to lie to you, and when you have somebody like WikiLeaks that tells you the truth about what these crooks are doing, resulting in mass murder and the destruction of our country and our national security, when you find out those lies about that, they want to put the people who told you that in jail, whether it's WikiLeaks or the journalists, because it's the same issue. WikiLeaks didn't steal the documents. These journalists didn't steal the documents. The whistleblower gave them to them, just like the Pentagon Papers. Democrats would celebrate that when it happened because, back in the 70s, it was against Richard Nixon. So that was a good thing. Did movies about it. Meanwhile, silence about Julian Assange from Spielberg and the Hollywood left, right, for the most part. Press freedom has been protected for more than 130 years in France. They don't have a First Amendment, but they have something called the Press Law of 1881, which gives journalists the right to keep their sources confidential. But the law does not cover national security. See, everything, just like in America, our Bill of Rights, our individual rights are sacrificed, laid on the altar of national security, set on fire. It is a fragrant offering to our real lords and masters, the military-industrial complex. They just love the smell of that burning paper. Because it's nothing but paper, right? If you're not willing to fight for it, and if they can silence you, if they can keep you from seeing their evil, hearing their evil, or speaking about their evil, they win. And so the law, they said, doesn't cover national security because nothing covers national security. National security trumps everything, except when Hillary Clinton violates it. Or when James Comey or John Brennan or James Clapper violate national security. Then we don't really care, right? That should tell you everything you know about this myth of national security. Trumping our Constitution, trumping our Bill of Rights, trumping any laws. But, of course, it doesn't affect these people at the top. They can do as they wish. Hillary Clinton can take the most secret correspondence that she has with foreign heads of state that's born above top secret. She can put it on an unsecured server and do it by the tens of thousands, and there's no penalty for her. And the FBI covers for her. And the military industrial complex, the NSA, the CIA, they all cover for her. And so they say that under 2009 French law, they say, well, national security can send journalists to jail if they are handling a classified document without clearance or proper authorization. If convicted, the journalists could face 5 years in prison and an $83,000 fine. They'll be getting off light compared to what they have in mind for Julian Assange, because he told us the truth about a lot of different things. Yemen's civil war, by the way, has killed or injured more than 17,900 civilians. It has triggered a famine that has taken the lives of an estimated 85,000 children. But we don't care about that, right? We don't care about that. Madeleine Albright, Madam Albright, who was the Secretary of State under Bill Clinton, when asked about that, said, 500,000 kids have died in these sanctions that you put on Iraq. Is it worth it? Didn't blink an eye. Didn't try to say, that's not that many. It's not that many. Said, it was worth it. They think it's worth it. Folks, if you want to follow me on YouTube, I've now got a channel there for archives. Of course, we have radio and TV stations. Make sure you sponsor, support the sponsors of those stations. You can also find me in various podcasts on TuneIn, on Spreaker. I'm on iHeart, iTunes, and so forth. But you can also find the archives on YouTube, youtube.com/libertarian. You can also follow me on Twitter. You'll probably have to go to my Twitter feed to see anything I've got there anymore. It's libertarian. Yes, I'm under, I have been noticed. But you can see, still see it for the time being. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody knows that supplements are amazing, that what God gave us from Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them. And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in 2 servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM total health and performance 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates. 50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. One last thing I will say is as we have these people lying to the American public, lying to President Trump, trying to get us involved in a war in Iran. People like Mike Pompeo who says, hey, when I was at West Point, the cadet's creed was you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't tolerate people who do. But at CIA, we lied, we cheated, and we stole. And we had classes on how to do it. And you got John Bolton saying, hey, you know, when you want a war, it's good to lie to the people. You have to lie to the people. And you got Judge Napolitano at the time saying, seriously, you took an oath to the Constitution? You're going to lie to people? Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it's for a war, I'll do it. And, of course, they have. They always have. The first casualty of war is always the truth. And, of course, they kill the truth by killing the free press, the independent press, by locking up the journalists. And as we look at the push to try to create a pretense for war. You know, let's put the fleet there. Maybe we'll have another Gulf of Tonkin in the Persian Gulf. You know, we can provoke something, or maybe we can interpret something as a provocation, or if not, we can just lie about it and create a false flag like they did at the Gulf of Tonkin to start the Vietnam War. They've all admitted that now. You had Robert McNamara try to clear his conscience of the filmmaker Errol Morris, Fog of War. You should see that. Says, yeah, it didn't happen. Sorry about that. yeah, well, why don't you apologize to the 50,000 Americans' families who died there? And who knows how many millions of people in Vietnam who died as a result of that. And for what? For what? It was nothing other than a test bed for the military-industrial complex weapons. They would go in, they would defeat the enemy, but they wouldn't occupy the territory. They'd move out, let them reoccupy it again so they could take it back again. They didn't care about winning that war, and they didn't care about the American lives that they were fighting. But, you know, when we look at what they were trying to do in Syria, for example, remember we had a false flag gas attack there every year. Now, Roger Waters, formerly of Pink Floyd, is writing on Facebook about recent developments. They've still been looking at this false flag attack last year. And, of course, we went through it, talked about what Robert Fisk, an independent journalist who went on site, said. He said, I went there, could see absolutely no indication of chemical warfare. As a matter of fact, everybody there didn't believe that it happened. They said the bombing was so intensive that people were choking from the dust of the collapsing buildings. They went in for respiratory health and other issues. And he said the doctors that were there said there wasn't anybody that was exposed to chemicals. They said this all began when one of these white helmet groups, which are affiliated with ISIS and with military intelligence here in the West, they're one and the same, folks. Yeah, we have met the enemy, and he is us. Quote the cartoon. That's the kind of cartoon world in which we live if you believe this stuff. But anyway, Robert Fisk talked to the doctors and he said, yeah, they were choking on the dust and everything. And some white helmet goes in and says, sarin gas or chemical gas or something like that, shouted something like that. They started dousing everybody with water and creating that narrative. And he said, so, Robert Fisk, he said, I wanted to get the other side of the story. I was going to go talk to the white helmets, but they all left. They were all taken out by British and American intelligence to go to another place to fight for the last stand of ISIS. Meanwhile, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons declared this march, you know, after having three marches in a row where they tried to march to war in Syria, beware the Ides of March, they declared this march that Assad was responsible for the attack. But a newly surfaced engineer's report, an engineer who worked for the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, directly contradicts the organization's claim. His report suggests that the so-called gas canisters were placed at the scene of the attack by hand, implicating the various rebel groups that were active in the area and not the Syrian government. So Roger Waters says the chances that there was a chemical weapons attack are negligible. There will probably be no headlines. We are living in a dystopian nightmare where Big Brother writes the narrative and the people's only responsibility is to remain comfortably numb. That's exactly what they want. That's what Bolton wants, that's for sure. It's what Theresa May and Nikki Haley wanted. You know, they lied to everybody about the Skripal poisoning. I mean, you had a doctor working on them for a half hour. If it had been nerve gas, especially if it had been Novichok, which is 8 times more potent than our nerve gas, she would have been dead. They would have been dead. That's why Putin was laughing it off. I mean, come on, they would all be dead if it was nerve gas. That doctor said they looked like they had opioid overdose symptoms. And then when they got around to it, after they'd fired off the missiles and, you know, other things and, sent diplomats home, all the different actions that they got, except for the troops. Fortunately, Trump didn't go that far. But after Nikki Haley and Theresa May got some action that they wanted, months later, they sent samples to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, one of their labs. They've only got about a half dozen labs worldwide that are allowed to do these analyses. They sent it to a Swiss lab. Swiss lab looked at it and said, it looks like this is mostly BZ. And BZ creates opioid-like symptoms. It would have made them very sick. It would have been exactly what the doctor observed. And then they put in a footnote. And there was a small trace amount of pristine, undegraded Novichok there. Maybe added just before they sent it, because it was months later that they put it there. Don't pay any attention to the fact that this happened just a few miles from Porton Down, the chemical weapons facility of the UK. We've been lied to in so many different ways. As President Trump was saying, you're always going to have the terrorist events. You know, you can get rid of ISIS, you can get rid of the caliphate type of where they occupy territory by the thousands of people, but you're always going to have these terrorist events. Good reminder of that is what's going on right now with Ramadan. Breitbart reports that for Ramadan 2019, and it's not over yet, it doesn't end until June the 4th, but so far the jihadis in the name of Ramadan and their religion of peace have massacred 364 people, injured 404 in just 2 weeks of the one-month celebration. An estimated 76 attacks in nearly 15 countries since the beginning of Ramadan this month, killing at least 364, injuring another 404 in just the first 2 weeks. On average, that means the jihadis killed at least 25 people, injured about another 30 each day since Ramadan began sunset May the 5th. And they've got another couple of weeks to go, so maybe they can get that body count up. Meanwhile, in Jerusalem, a Christian broadcaster called Daystar was completely destroyed over the weekend, due to an arson attack. Is that another Ramadan effect? Reduced to a pile of rubble and ashes, I'm certain the enemy thought this attack would be fatal to our efforts to share the gospel across Israel, but as usual, he's wrong. What the devil meant for evil, God will use for our good. The fire was intentionally set 2:15 in the morning on Saturday. They actually had security cameras that caught the arsonist in the act. They said, we see the explosion and the fire. The next second, you see a rope going down over the balcony. You see him climbing down the rope. He goes down the floor below, gathers the rope, runs off. They said, of course, the police have indicated there could be two different theories, possible motivations. One would be, of course, Ramadan. The other might be an Arab worker who was disgruntled at an adjacent studio, got angry with the employees, and he has now disappeared. We'll be right back, however. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, that's Turbo Force.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to take a detour out of domestic policies at the border, foreign policy, and so forth. I was handed this story by Rob Dew, news director here. He was alerted to this by Daniel Myers, who sent an email to him saying, hey, take a look at this Supreme Court decision that just got handed down on Monday. I'm sorry, I said Supreme Court. I meant the Supreme Politburo. The people who write our laws, the people who craft our policies. The people who will reverse those laws. Sometimes it takes decades. Sometimes it takes a century or whatever. Sometimes they do it within 1 year, just like the Supreme Politburo did with Andrew Jackson, his policies about the Cherokee Indian. Of course, at first, the Supreme Politburo said, that's okay. You can remove the Cherokee from their land in North Carolina and Georgia, and you can send them to Oklahoma. And then when they saw what it looked like when that was being done, the Trail of Tears, they said, we don't mean that. We take that back. We changed our policy. Andrew Jackson said, well, you made your decision. Let's see you enforce it. He went ahead and did what he wanted to do, what he had the authority to do, whether it was right or wrong. I don't believe it was the right policy, but he had the authority to do it. And there weren't any federal judges saying, yeah, but you know, I've heard some remarks that Andrew Jackson made. He really doesn't like Indians. So we're going to invalidate this policy. It's like, it didn't matter. I mean, obviously, yeah, he didn't like Indians. And it was a bad policy, but he had the legal authority under the Constitution to do it, and the Supreme Court didn't have the authority to stop him. Now, we've had another case involving Indian tribes. The headlines from Bloomberg Law and many other people, they see this as a win for Indian tribes, Neil Gorsuch joining liberals, and another win for Indian tribes. But some people are looking at this and saying, perhaps this is a win for gun rights, for hunters in some way. So let's take a look at this decision that came down. This is the second time, as Bloomberg is pointing out, that this term, that Neil Gorsuch, the new Supreme Politburo member that was put in by President Trump, has joined the more liberal bloc of the Politburo in a win for an Indian tribe. And the interesting thing about this case, it's got a lot of different interesting aspects to it. Besides the Second Amendment aspect, there's a lot of interesting aspects of this. The High Court said that an 1896 case that the state relied on for that argument, which was Ward versus Racehorse, is no longer good law. So they overturned a law that was created by the Politburo back in 1896. They said that's no longer a good law. So we see that, you know, of course, again, we see that the Supreme Politburo is constantly writing law and then overturning its own laws that it writes. And this Supreme Politburo is doing that. They said that the basis of that is that this case is saying that the treaty rights that were signed with the Indian tribe expired when that area became a state. And they're saying, no, I don't think so. Here's the details of the particular case. There's an individual, Herrera, from Montana, was charged with hunting elk off-season or without a state hunting license. He was convicted, received a suspended prison sentence and a fine, and got a 3-year ban on hunting. He said, wait a minute. I'm a member of the Crow tribe, and we had a treaty with the United States. And part of that treaty was specifically about our hunting rights. And so when they arrested him in that area, they said, well, we got a Supreme Court decision going back. I'm sorry, Supreme Politburo. I kind of keep remembering. It's the Politburo. It's not the Supreme Court. Going back to 1896, the Politburo said that when it became a state, all the treaties were gone and they weren't in effect anymore. And now that has been changed by this Supreme Court. And it reminds me of what Russell Means had to say. You know, Russell Means, interesting character in one of my favorite movies, and that is the most recent, Last of the Mohicans. The one that was done by the guy that did Miami Vice. Anyway, Russell Means was in that, but he was also, got to know him, he was also involved with the Libertarian Party. The same year that Ron Paul ran for president as a member of the Libertarian Party, Russell Means also almost got the nomination. It was a very interesting situation. Ron Paul there, congressman, lots of years of experience in a suit and tie. Russell Means in full Indian regalia. It's a shame they're both going the same year, because Russell Means has some very important lessons for all of us. You know, Russell Means always said he was always a part of the American Indian movement. He said, let's call ourselves American Indians, not Native Americans. He said, people who've been here for 400 years, your ancestors have been here for 400 years, they can call themselves Native Americans. Yes, I am a Native American. I fit that description. I don't identify with anything else. I don't have any other hyphens that I put behind my name. Anybody ask me what I am? I'm an American. End of story. And I'm an American. But anyway, Russell Means said, so let's call ourselves Indians so people understand what we're talking about. And he wrote a book called Where White Men Fear to Tread. And he's got a picture of the Constitution. And he says, the federal government has broken every treaty it ever made with the Indians. And he goes, white men, the Constitution is your treaty made with you by the federal government. And they have broken every aspect of that treaty. When are you going to do something about it? Because Russell Means stood up at Wounded Knee He forcefully resisted the federal government. So that's his call to action. He would have been a good candidate. It's a shame he didn't run the next time after he didn't win that. But anyway, so going back to this particular case, I said, well, we had a treaty with you, but we had our fingers crossed. And besides, it became a state. Now, that has, I think, well, before we get to the gun aspects of this, and there is something to look at with that as well. I think that has some very interesting implications for the Bundys, for example. And not just the Bundys, but for minors in Oregon and Washington State who have legal title to mines that go back before those areas were even states. Just like the Bundys had title to that land even before Nevada became a state. Well before the Bureau of Land Management was instituted. Way before that. And way before they adopted a policy of not managing the land, but evicting people off of the land. The policies of gradual encroachment and of their property rights. And so when they say the state's admission into the U.S. happened after the treaty was signed, and they argued that it knocked out the tribe's hunting rights found in the treaty, they said, the Supreme Court said, no. They had that treaty, they had those rights before the state, and becoming a state didn't change that. And that was always the argument of the Bundys. That was always the argument of the people, the miners that were being attacked by the Bureau of Land Management as well. So I think that's a very important aspect. I don't expect to see, however, the ACLU and the left standing up for the rights of cowboys and miners. It's politically correct to do it for the Indians. And I'm glad they're doing it for the Indians. I'm not knocking that. I think the Indians deserve to have their rights. You know, they'll let them shoot craps at the casinos. And they'll let them shoot elk on public lands because they have treaties. And that's fine. I think everybody ought to be able to have that kind of freedom. I don't complain about them having freedom. I just think that freedom ought to be applied to other people. And, of course, Neil Gorsuch joined with the liberals to do this. When we come back, we're out of time here. When we come back, we'll take a look at what some people are saying maybe this means for gun rights. Will the Supreme Politburo actually see anything in there for gun rights? Like I said, you could read in their support for cowboys and miners. I don't know if they'll read that in there. I don't know if they'll read anything in there for the gun owners. But it should be, and we'll tell you why it should be if they were honest. We'll be right back.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTruth Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodide, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Is
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Snack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as we're looking at the Supreme Court case that just came out on Monday, you had Sonia Sotomayor said, throughout the history of colonization, tribes have upheld their end of treaties while the federal government has consistently fallen short of its obligation. We're hopeful that this ruling marks a new day, one where the federal government lives up to its treaty obligations and recommits to the important principles of tribal sovereignty and self-determination of tribes in the United States. Well, I would just paraphrase that. As we said in the last segment, Russell Means of the American Indian Movement said in his book, Where White Men Fear to Tread, he said, yes, the federal government has broken every single treaty that it's made with the Indians. He said, white man, your treaty with the federal government is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they've broken every aspect of that as well. And so I would hope, wouldn't you hope, that maybe this ruling would mark a new day and that the Supreme Politburo would now respect the sovereignty of the individual states as reserved in the 9th and 10th Amendment, that they would recognize the self-determination of individuals in the United States as well as defined in the 1st through 8th Amendments. You know, and of course, if they left anything out there, they made it clear in the 9th and 10th Amendment, hey, if we didn't expressly prohibit you from doing something, that doesn't mean that you've got the right to do it to us. You only have the right to do it to us if we tell you that you can do it to us. But now they've completely inverted that. Everything is permitted, according to the federal government, for them to do unless they are expressly prohibited. Well, no, that's not exactly what it says. Let's see. What does it say? It says everything is prohibited for you and I to do unless the federal government expressly permits it. No, it didn't say that either. It says that we reserve all of our rights unless we expressly turn it over to you in the Constitution. And we reserve specifically certain things like free speech, the right to keep and bear arms. And when we look at this and when we look at Roe v. Wade, as I talked about it last week, Norma McCorvey, I think? McCorvey, I think. Yeah. Anyway, the lady who was Jane Roe said, I was used. I was misled. I was young. I was addicted to drugs and alcohol at the time. I needed help. They didn't give me help. They saw me as a patsy. And they used me to get the Supreme Court decision that they wanted. And this is frequently the case. When we look at gun rights, and that's what I want to look at right now, is there something in here that we can see in gun rights? Well, I think so. I think so. It's not just, you know, for hunting and so forth. They're actually saying, no, this is simply about Indian treaties and Indian rights and so forth. They're not going to extend this to you and I, but you need to understand where they have taken your freedom without authorization, where they have usurped their authority, even though they're not going to give it to you. Because freedom is never given. It is taken. One day, the white men are not going to be afraid to tread here, and we will take back our freedoms in this country. Not just white, but Indians, people of every color are going to take back their freedom from this central government. But that was what Russell Means was saying. Where white men fear to tread, you're not going to, they've taken all this stuff from you guys and you're just letting them. Just letting them. And so when we look at guns, for example, before we get into this decision, remember the 1939 decision, U.S. versus Miller. One of the landmark cases you had in 1934, you had the FDR administration as they were remaking this country. They decided that they would do something about firearms, of course, and so they had the National Firearms Act. It had, among other things, a $200 license if you wanted to have certain prohibited weapons and so forth. And they caught a bank robber, Miller, with a sawed-off shotgun. And they decided that he'd be an easy patsy to make an example of, just like Norma, you know, using her for Jane Roe. And Miller, I believe, if I remember correctly, I think he died before this case ever got to the Supreme Court. But they continued it anyway because they wanted to establish a precedent. They had a patsy. They had a bad guy, a bank robber. And they were going to use him to take away the gun rights of law-abiding citizens. And they did. Had a sawed-off shotgun. Now, the argument that they used in that, key argument that they used, was that a sawed-off shotgun was not a military weapon. And therefore not protected under the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment says that, you know, in order to have a militia that can defend this country from enemies foreign and domestic, you're allowed to have military weapons. You know, the people who fought the Revolutionary War and the Civil War had state-of-the-art military weapons. You know, they came for not just the state-of-the-art rifles and muskets or whatever at Concord and Lexington. They came for the cannon as well. That militia had cannons. Santa Anna didn't just come for the rifles and pistols. He came for the cannons at Goliad. You know, that flag that we have here in Texas, come and take it. That's a picture of a cannon on there, military weapons. And so the Supreme Court in 1939 said this sawed-off shotgun is not a military weapon. Well, that was a lie as well. The whole thing was based on a lie. Because during the Civil War, some of the wiser and more successful cavalry units on both sides had decided that, you know what, it's a lot more effective if I do a cavalry charge instead of using a saber if I have a shot-off shotgun. It's way more damaging to the other side than a cavalry charge. And it was widely used. And sawed-off shotguns were carried in World War I as well. But in 1934, they said it's not a military weapon, so we can do this tax and so forth. And now you hear just the opposite. You have all these people saying, you can't have an AR. An AR is a military weapon. Well, if that's the case, then it is expressly permitted. Nevertheless, take a look at this. And as the person who sent this to us, Daniel Myers, thanks for sending this, Daniel, alerting us to this because I had missed this on Monday. He said the justices ruled that there was no restrictions or limitations listed for when the treaty was supposed to end. That means it's still in effect. That's true. And so I said, you know, pay attention. This should apply to the ranchers, Bundys, should apply to the miners and so forth. Good luck waiting for that. The ACLU is not going to be standing up for their rights. But anyway, one of the things that she said was the silence is telling. And I would say that's right. Exactly. There is nothing in here that prohibits the way that this is being used. But, of course, we already have that expressly written in the Constitution. It's not just that they are silent about this and we are inferring rights to own guns, but also the fact that it is listed there in the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And the fact that, there is not really any restriction, military or otherwise, as to what firearms you can own. It all really comes down to the arbitrary exercise of power by the Supreme Politburo and whatever group is favored or disfavored at any point in time. As I said before, they're not going to stand up for the miners and the cowboys, but they will stand up for the Indians. And they're not going to stand up for the gun owners, but they will stand up for the, they'll talk about how many people have died. I gave the metric earlier this week where they talked about how many people had died in mass shootings. There's only about 1,000 people in mass shootings since 1966. And yet they don't care about how many children have been killed because of the invented rights under Roe v. Wade. What a travesty that court decision is. As I said, it begins by a white man. Pay attention to this, liberals. A white man wrote that decision. That ought to invalidate it right there, right? But he said, well, it doesn't really matter what your opinions are and all this kind of, we've got the Constitution. We've got to pay attention to what the Constitution says. And then he goes on to craft a law that relies on Greek ethics and philosophy, the opinions of the AMA at the time on abortion. European law, European tradition, American tradition, and so forth. And then finally he gets around to twisting the 14th Amendment into something that you can't even recognize. And that is how Roe v. Wade was invented. And as we look at this decision, to me, the key thing is that we've had a quote-unquote law from the Supreme Politburo that was put in back in 1896, and they said, nah, we're not going to have that anymore. It's always up for negotiation. Folks, if you want to support us here, as we're coming after the First Amendment, we've got some new sales up as part of the Memorial Day mega sale. We have ExtendoWise, 60% off. Myco ZX Plus, 60% off. Super Male Vitality and Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix and Bodies, all 50% off. And also for the listeners of this program, don't forget, you can save 10% off of our 100% organic coffee, Wake Up America. Just use the code WAKEUP at checkout to save 10% off of that great tasting coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody knows that supplements are amazing. That what God gave us from Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them. And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in 2 servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM total health and performance 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates. 50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price. The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality methylcobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Let's talk a little bit about CPS again. We have this story from Reason Magazine, and they put it under the category of children's rights. No, it's really parents' rights. You understand, the concept of children's rights, as put forth by the UN and by liberal groups, they put forth this idea of children's rights in opposition to parental rights. And it allows the government to take children from their parents. As they say here, unfortunately, children are being illegally taken from their home without judges' proper authority. No, they're being taken from their parents. Let's not lose sight of what the issue is here. It's parental rights, and children are being taken from their parents. Their parents, not their home. And he does get it right further down in the article. It calls the practice a galling abuse of parental rights and basic civil liberties. What is it that's being done? Well, this is being done in Kentucky. They have an organization there. They call their Child Protective Services racket, because that's the way this is being done in so many cases. Yes, there are abusive parents, and they need to have the children removed from them, but that is not the typical case. In most cases, it's the CPS that is abusing not only the law, but families. Kentucky's Cabinet for Health and Family Services, called CPS other places, Child Protective Services, has a practice of obtaining blank emergency custody orders, pre-signed by judges. Social workers just fill out the documents with the necessary information after they've already been signed by a judge. Of course, that means that the judge is not actually reviewing any information whatsoever, and the children are taken away. And in virtually all the cases where the children are taken away without any review, there's not any, and this is not just Kentucky, this is everywhere that you're looking at. It's very rare that it's an emergency case where the child is under some kind of physical or sexual threat. It's typically because you've got a disgruntled family member or an ex-spouse or even a neighbor who has a gripe with a family. That was one of the cases we talked about a homeschooling family, very well-educated, successful black family. The neighbors didn't like them, call CPS on them. Incredible fight that they got involved in. So these papers are already signed by the judge, and, you know, they're in the custody of CPS. And as a local station pointed out, they said previously copies of the blank orders with signatures from the Jefferson District Court judges were left at the Home of the Innocents on Market Street and filled in by cabinet workers, giving them the power to remove children without a judge reviewing the allegations written on the order or without filling out any other necessary documentation. Just fill it out yourself. Here's a blank order. That was called, I think, by founding fathers, general warrants. And that's why they created the Fourth Amendment. See, it's the suspension of due process that's the big problem. Yes, it is a big issue when children are abused by their parents. It's also an issue when children are abused by their government and the parents are abused by their government and when the government becomes a terrorist. That's what we really have to pay for. But now we've got PBS and Sesame Street. They're introducing, it's become such a big deal. CPS has become such a giant industry that they're getting in with the times. They are embracing it. They have added a new character to Sesame Street, a Muppet that is in foster care named Carly, a yellow-haired friend of Elmo's, who I guess Elmo can tickle when nobody is looking, who introduces viewers to the concept of, quote, for now parents. You are our for now parents, which is not what children need. They need forever parents. It's really sad. It's a sign of the times, as is the PBS Arthur episode where you have a trans species homosexual marriage on Arthur. By the way, Alabama Public Television is not going to run that episode. I may need to move to Alabama. Austin is just too much like California. People in Alabama have got their heads screwed on straight. I think they're about the only people in this country that do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please, secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to get into the border. We've got some issues about that. We've got some press issues. The New York Times editor is saying, hey, newspapers are going away. There are alternative ways to get information if we don't let them take our free speech. And we'll talk about that coming up. We'll also talk about some recent developments and reactions to abortion, as well as what's going on in the UK. The run-up to the elections yesterday, I had Matt Bracken on, and he was saying, you know, it really is kind of like Nazi Germany, where the government is setting back and allowing attacks on Nigel Farage and on Tommy Robinson, and it's escalating. And I tweeted that out along with the video yesterday. You can find me, by the way, on Twitter at Libertarian, Libertarian. You can also find me on YouTube. You can find those archives at youtube.com/libertarian. So don't forget to follow and to subscribe to those two archive channels. You'll find us also on many radio and TV stations. Support those sponsors. And you'll also find me on some podcasts. We've got TuneIn, Spreaker, iHeart, iTunes, carry the podcast, as well as on InfoWars, infowars.com/David-Knight-Show. You'll find the archives of the show. You'll find podcasts and stuff there. So a lot of different places. Depends on what works best for you. I want to get into what's going on with Brexit and Nigel Farage, as well as the populist elections, the European elections coming up. Because as I tweeted that out, and I said escalating violence against people in the UK, and it is escalating. There's been multiple situations where people have thrown milkshakes, and of course, oh yeah, that's not any big deal. Well, quite frankly, it is. If you're paying for your suit, that can be very damaging. It is also humiliating. But if you can get up to that point where you can throw a milkshake, then you can do other things. And the widower of a female politician who was not of the same political persuasion as Nigel Farage, where the Conservatives now being attacked, but who was killed because somebody got up close like that with hate, said, we've got to stop this, because his wife was killed doing that type of thing. It's not imaginary. But as I tweeted that out and I said escalating violence, a Twitter troll came back and said, oh, escalating violence, ha, ha, ha. Well, yeah, it starts out with milkshake attacks, and then they move to throwing bricks at Tommy Robinson. You have the MP member, I believe she was stabbed, I think, in the UK. I don't know if it was shot or stabbed, but she died nevertheless. So it's getting very serious there. But let's take a look at the at socialism here in America, because we've had a lot of people taking a look at how, oh, look at this, the American people are now 40% socialist. I am not convinced that they're winning this argument, because if you go back and you look, you do a search engine, not necessarily on Google, but you know, there's other search engines out there that are less biased. You go back and look, and you can find a lot of articles going back 2 or 3 years where they find 40% of the people say they would go for socialism and so forth. It's kind of a set metric. What we're seeing is, and I think this is the one that really makes the difference, a new Gallup survey asked Democrats, not the American public, but Democrats. Well, they did ask Republicans and independents, but they broke it down by party affiliation. And they found that 70% of Democrats embraced socialism, 48% of independents, and did not like it, and said it would be bad, 84% of Republicans. Okay, so it's about 50-50 for independents. But it is heavily skewed. 70% of Democrats like socialism, and 84% of Republicans don't like it. I mean, before that, I looked at it and thought, whoa, look at some of these other studies, and let's say that they say 40% of 40% of Americans embrace socialism. I say, well, okay, if you kind of figure, ignore the independents right now, because, I mean, the independents are kind of 50-50 anyway in this survey. And let's say that 70% of the Democrats like it. Well, what would give you that 40%? Well, that would mean that if the Democrats were 50% and 70% of them liked socialism, they'd give you 35%. To get that other 5%, that would mean that only 5% of the GOP really embraced socialism. Okay? Actually, maybe I think my math is wrong. I think less than that. It would be 2.5%. Of the GOP. they're actually saying 84% of the GOP don't like it. But that's probably, you know, you've always got people in every one of these groups who don't know anything. I'm sure there's some Republicans who have no opinion about socialism. What? What are you talking about? I don't know socialism from, you know, stale bread or whatever. But Cubans know about socialism. They're getting it firsthand. Remember when Bernie Sanders said, it's a good thing. In the Soviet Union, you know, when he goes there for his honeymoon, it's a good thing that you got a line for bread. That means there's bread there. Well, no, actually it didn't, Bernie. If you knew anything, you would know that in the former Soviet Union, people would see lines and they would just queue up. Because it's like, oh, there's a line. Maybe there's something there. But by the time they got there, that something, whatever it was that they were in line for, they didn't know. You know, it might be bread. It might be a banana that you're waiting in line for. But by the time you get there, that bread or that banana may be gone, and you may have just wasted your time. You know, when you look at what's happening in Cuba, the lines, the ration lines are getting so long that people are tweeting it out as a joke on social media. They have lines to get eggs. They have lines to get chicken. They have lines to get oil. They have lines to get soap, and on and on and on. So they've put out a hashtag about it. La Cola Challenge, or translated, it means the line challenge, and they're laughing about it. Can you imagine if they'd had social media around when you had the Soviet Union and the giant department store Glum? I guess we could refer to socialism as the Glum Challenge. But yeah, Bernie, it doesn't mean that it's good news that there's something there, except to the people who are being starved to death in Venezuela or the Soviet Union that you love so much, Nicaragua that you went down to celebrate. That's why I always called him Bernie Sandinista when he was running 4 years ago. Yeah, this is what socialism gives you. And in Australia, they just rejected that, along with the other aspects of socialism, climate change, because they go together. That is how the, you know, people look at socialism. They understand that, you know, communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's, your neighbor who has nothing and he wants to share that with you. The deprivations of central planning and central control never works. It hasn't worked here in America, and it doesn't work there either. And so when you look at the election that was just held in Australia, the summary put out by the Australian government's, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, confirmed, as whatsupwiththat.com pointed out, they confirmed that climate activism was simply virtue signaling for comfortable urban elitists. And that's one of the reasons why all these polls said that the Greens and the leftist socialists, essentially the Green New Deal people in Australia, oh, it's going to be a big win. No doubt about it. They had all the polls. And as the Australian Broadcasting Company said, it was supposed to be a big issue in the 2019 Australian federal election, climate change. In a survey of more than 60% of Australians, they agreed with the sentiment that global warming is serious and a pressing problem, and we should begin taking steps now, even if this involves significant cost. And so they said, what went wrong with all this? And they said, well, because it's the liberal urban elitists who don't really, they put quality of life over their economic conditions because they're doing really well. They're kind of privileged. And I said, however, when the rank and file people start looking at this and the consequences of the Green New Deal, things like higher electricity prices, the end of gasoline or diesel cars, they start looking at these bread and butter issues. And it's not just bread and butter issues. They want to get rid of your meat as well, right? they say, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. We're more concerned about climate change policies than we are about climate change. But that's how they usher in socialism. And I think that is an important lesson for us as we come up to the 2020. President Trump doesn't need to be concerned about that. He needs to be concerned about the border. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the turbo force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. Five different types of caffeine, pills and half a crush. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine, pills and half a crush. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Plant derived, 500 milligrams, slow burn, the very best. I want a long burn. Plant derived, 500 milligrams, slow burn, the very best. That's Turbo Force. And get the fish oil.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. They just go there.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like a great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. taste, it actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day, so I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy, these are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the border, because that is the one area that could cause President Trump problems besides war. He's pushing back, saying, well, you know, got the military-industrial complex. They love war, but I don't want to do that. And hopefully he's not going to be pushed into that, lied into that by John Bolton, who says, yeah, it's good to lie about war, or by Mike Pompeo, who says, yeah, we lie, we cheat, we steal. Not like West Point, no. The CIA, we had classes in that, and so they embraced that. Maybe, hopefully, President Trump will realize that not only are they lying to him, but by having this deployment of ships into the Persian Gulf, they are trying to set up either an incident or create an incident or imagine an incident, a false flag, to get us involved in a war. Hope he doesn't fall for that. But again, he's being manipulated by them, just like Eisenhower was manipulated by them with the fear of nuclear war. So hopefully that's not going to happen. But, you know, if he does that, he's going to just become yet another Republican president. A little bit of tax cuts, more wars, and open borders. President Trump needs to shut down these foreign wars. He needs to shut down the border as well. Ann Coulter is talking about the four myths that the media and politicians tell you about our border crisis. This is an article on The Hill. Myth number one, illegal immigration is at an all-time low. No, it is exploding, of course, as you've seen in incident after incident. As a matter of fact, if you look at some of these recent headlines about the thousands of people that are coming across the border and being released, it is escalating as we go through this particular month. You know, we've got a tremendous number of people coming in. We go back about a year and a half ago. When was the first caravan coming through? Everybody was freaking out. Look, it's about 1,000 people, you know, and then it started building and so forth. And then it went back down again. But now we have, on average, we're getting about 100,000 people a year, a week. I'm sorry, 100,000 plus coming across per month. And so, you know, we're having about 3,000 people a day coming across the border, about three times the original caravan. And that's just the people that we know about. So we are, quite frankly, borderless and clueless about what to do about it. Media myth number two, illegal immigrants at our border are legal because they're asking for asylum. No, they aren't. And one of the issues, which he doesn't talk about here, but I mentioned yesterday, you know, we had Joe Biden saying, yeah, I think anybody in the world ought to be able to get free health care at the expense of the American taxpayer and our deficit. Anybody in the world, you know, illegal, they don't have to get permission to come into America. You just come into America and say, you know, give me medical treatment. How are we going to do that? That is going to collapse this country. And that is by design. And we've actually had Democrat politicians say that. I pointed this out many times. When I was with the Libertarian Party, you know, we'd ask people 10 questions about economic freedom, 10 questions about individual freedom. And then we would show them the Nolan chart, which tries to get people to understand that, you know, it's not just a left-right line. You know, you have down at the bottom where you don't give any freedom. That's where you put both Stalin and Hitler. They're not polar opposites of each other. Stalin and Hitler were very much alike. They were authoritarian. They didn't give people freedom in any aspect of their life. But they just used a different argument to get power. So in that Nolan chart, David Nolan, one of the founders of the Libertarian Party, is a two-dimensional chart You have freedom, economic freedom and personal freedom on the two axes, and then you rotate it by 45 degrees to make it look like a diamond, and that gets people back to their left versus right. So you can map out left, right, center. Authoritarian is down at the bottom where there's no freedom, and libertarian is up at the top where you have freedom in all these different areas. But when I took that quiz, I said, no, you can't have open borders, not as long as you've got a welfare state. And, of course, Cloward and Piven understood that. That's just intuitive. We all know that, right? Joe Biden pretends not to know that. But he knows better. You know better. I know better. Cloward and Piven said, we need to collapse the American economy. We need to get everybody onto the welfare state. Well, it didn't work for Americans. They proposed that decades ago. So in the mid-2000s, they came back and they said, let's do it by bringing foreign citizens in. Let's open up the border because the foreign citizens will go on the welfare. And we've seen that. And they said, if we get enough people on welfare, whether it's American citizens or if we can't get them to do that, we can bring in foreign citizens. If we get enough people on welfare, we can collapse the economy and then we can build our utopian welfare state of socialism. Because that's the ultimate goal. Matter of fact, going back to the Libertarian Party again, a couple of people put together a game that was a variant on Monopoly. It's called the Game of Lose. And once you cash out, once you lose all your money, you just start collecting welfare from the other players. and it accelerates the game a little bit because everybody goes out of business in a shorter period of time as more and more people get on. But that's basically, you could call it the Cloward and Piven version of the Monopoly game that they're running here. And as you've got Biden saying, we need to have health care for illegal immigrants, California is now debating doing that. They're going to initially try to control it by making it below a certain age. You got to be 25, 29. Why are they debating that as the, you know, a DACA person? Because, you know, you come into this country illegally before the age of, 31 or something, then you get to stay. You know, it's kind of like if your parents are here illegally and not under the authority of the American government, which is what the 14th Amendment says. Then if you're born here, even though your parents are not under the legal authority of the U.S. government, they're going to pretend that you are an anchor baby, that you are a citizen. So now they say, well, and now we'll extend it to anybody who self, imports. You know, you weren't born here, but you walked across the border illegally up to the age of 31, 35, whatever it is. Now you get to stay. You're a dreamer. Never passed the Dream Act, but you're a dreamer. You get to stay. And now we don't have enough anchor babies or enough dreamers, so we're going to enlarge that magnet to pull more anchor babies across, that welfare magnet, pull them across the border so we can collapse the economy. So myth number three, only 39% of illegals released at the border fail to appear at their hearings. No, that is not true. As a matter of fact, the other interesting metric that's come out in the last week or so is that all these families that are being separated aren't really families in many cases. More than a third of the families after they started doing DNA testing were not even related in any way, shape, or form. It was just fraudulent trafficking. Media myth number four. The media, the Democrat Party, and 90% of the Republican Party genuinely want to control our border, but are deeply moved by the treatment of undocumented children at the border. No, as she points out, the truth is they want illegals released from custody because they will never leave. Never leave. And as Ann Coulter says, you could teach a minor bird to say the phrase build a wall by giving it a delicious Chinese cracker every time it says that. The minor bird might say that beautifully, but it will never understand the meaning of the word. So we'll talk about actually building the wall and what that entails and what kind of progress are we making. We've had $2 billion to build 2 miles in 2 years. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible.
Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our Ultimate Bone Broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that's taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border. Talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTruth Selenium, X2, Brain Force Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got some amazing follow-ons to abortion. We've got, Joe Biden said that we shouldn't be funding abortion back in 2007. It shows you just how much the Democrat Party has changed. Now they are talking about not only you must fund it, you cannot stop any of it, but you also have to do it all the way through, right? No restrictions, all the way up to the point of birth. That's how much this has all changed. And we've got the New York Times pushing the fact that it's much safer to have an abortion than a pregnancy. Now, it's pregnancy that's going to kill you. Another ethicist saying, oh, they're really parasites and so forth. And then NPR with its rules on how to speak about abortion. Pretty amazing stuff. But before we get away from the border, I just want to talk about the metrics that came out. Of course, over the top of the Drudge Report this morning, the fact that we've had about 2 miles of border fence that have been built. And we've spent just about $2 billion. So 2 miles in 2 years, that's about a mile per year. We got about 2,000 miles of border. And as I tweeted out this morning on Libertarian, you can follow me. So imagine how long it's going to take us to get this wall built at this pace, right? If Trump had started at the time of Jesus, we'd have it finished by now, but he didn't. And he doesn't have 2,000 years in office. And it's going to really hurt his chances for election. Yes, he's done well with tax cuts. We've seen business pick up. We always see that with Republicans. But we also see Republicans always go to war. And we also see the kind of globalist Republicans like Jeb Bush, who would have kept the border wide open, which is what's happening under President Trump. He needs to get serious. He needs to not let his presidency be turned into a Jeb Bush presidency, or it's going to eviscerate his support with his base. And not just with his base, quite frankly. I mean, we've got, even though most Americans are not really following it too closely, only 2 in 15 Americans are aware of how the border has completely collapsed. Only 2 out of 15 know how it is surged. Again, we got more than 100,000 people coming across every month. That's more than 3,000 a day. When we first started talking about the caravan, and when it was at first, it was the first one was about 1,000 people. And I said, well, you may not realize it, but about that many people are coming across in terms of what the Border Patrol knows about on a daily basis across the entire border. Now, it's got people's attention because they were all focused, except nobody cares anymore that we got 3 times that number coming across the border on a daily basis. It truly has collapsed. And President Trump foolishly signed away, in order to keep the government open, he signed away to Nancy Pelosi the ability to keep people at the border until they could do proper vetting. We need to have the military at the border because we need to protect our country from the judicial system. They are the threat to this country. They are the ones who allow these people to come. Give them a piece of paper and say, you know, come back someday and we'll talk to you. Well, they never come back. They don't come back. We have 42% of the crimes that are being done in America are being done by illegal aliens, even though they're 7% of the population. It's not just that. It's going to bankrupt this country. You're not going to be able to afford a home because you're going to have to pay for the education of anybody who comes here. Not only the education, but now the health care. Now the Democrats are ramping it up and saying we're going to give free health care to anybody who comes here. It is a plan for economic collapse. A Harvard-Harris poll says 2 in 3 Americans, 2 out of 3 Americans oppose releasing border crossers into the United States interior. You know, that was going to be the solution. We will fly them into the country. We will send the TSA to the border to get them on the planes. And so many of them are being put on planes and we're flying them into the country, not out of the country. But they got to take about 10% of the TSA in some places. This is absolute total chaos, not just at the border, but within the Trump administration. They don't know what to do. Here's a newsflash, President Trump. The Democrats, the Mexican government, the Guatemalan government, the El Salvador government, they're not going to protect America's borders. They don't care about America. You have to do that. That is your job. That is part of your job description under the Constitution. We have a division of power in the federal government. And you can't sit there and passively allow every single federal judge to have veto power over every one of your policies about immigration. They don't have that power. They're usurping that power, and you're letting them get away with it. And you need to stop that. President Trump is seeking billions in emergency border funds, but not for the wall. $3 billion for humanitarian assistance, such as food, clothing, diapers, transportation, bed space, increased shelter capacity for unaccompanied minors. $1 billion for operations. $178 million for additional support and so forth, but nothing for the wall. Pentagon is approving 320 troops for illegal immigrant babysitting duties, but not to keep them from coming into our courts. That's the way you need to think about it, you know. The ball is in your court, President Trump, because when these people come across the border, they get into the court system, and they know exactly how to game that system. And it's not just the fake children. You know, the DNA testing is showing about a third of them not related to the people that claim that they're their parents. We've also got fake marriage scams here in Texas. It's not a solution to fly these people to Florida or to fly them to California or to fly them anywhere in America. You got to keep them out of the country. And the only way that you can do that is to use the military to keep them out of the country. You know, even in Denmark, they understand that. In Denmark, you've got a political party there that calls themselves the Hard Line. That's really the name of the political party, the Hard Line. And they said, we have to build a wall to keep out the migrants. And it looks like they're going to get enough votes to get into parliament because they're taking that position. They're concerned about the illegal immigration from neighboring European countries who are not controlling their borders. They said instead, listen to this, instead of making invasion wars, this is a rough translation, this is on Infowars.com, instead of making invasion wars where you put Danish help out to meddle in foreign affairs of other countries where we cannot perceive the consequences and where the consequences are mostly awful, Libya, Iraq, Syria, etc., I think we should use the defense forces in order to protect our own border and not meddle in other countries' affairs because we do not want other countries meddling in our affairs. It's common sense. It's what got President Trump elected. That was his premier issue, even more so than the economy, when he got elected. And it's going to take a political party from zero to being able to enter to parliament just to acknowledge that obvious truth. The Danish government, even the existing Danish government, as reported by Infowars.com, EuropeInfowars.com, the Danish government is pushing forward with plans to harden the nation's borders as neighboring Germany and Sweden continue to invite migrants and an accompanying increase in crime and terrorism. The move would require permission from the European Union Commission because they have this thing called the Schengen zone. In other words, you know, they've taken down all of the different border controls internally within Europe. So once they get in one country, they can go anywhere they want. And they said, as a nation state, we need to take care of our borders or you don't have a nation. Therefore, we must develop a new Schengen regime that gives us more political ownership over our own border, say the Danish. And again, when we look at this, $2 billion over 2 years to build 2 miles. And not only is this a 2,000-year project, it is a $2 trillion project, not $20 billion, if they can't do better than this. The Pentagon could. We'll be right back.
Everybody knows that supplements are amazing, that what God gave us from Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them. And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in 2 servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM total health and performance 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates. 50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com. This
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on Big Tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment. I want to get on to some recent updates with abortion, because this is something that is changing on a daily basis. It's amazing how the rhetoric is escalating, as well as what people are willing to consider a cause to fight for and what they're not willing to consider to be a cause to fight for. You've got Hollywood out here demanding that McDonald's, quote, end the agony for billions of animals, chickens. They have a new public service announcement, Mercy for Animals, and they're demanding that McDonald's, quote, eliminate the worst cruelty for their chickens. So save the baby chickens, but these are the same people who look at baby humans as cancers, as parasites, and as disposable, but save the chickens. And I looked at this and I was like, seriously? McDonald's actually uses chickens? I didn't know there was any chicken in Chicken McNuggets. I thought it was pink slime or something. Maybe there's some chicken inside the pink. There's probably an FDA regulation about that. Maybe, I don't know. Like a cherry pie, maybe it's going to be 15% chicken or something. I don't know what that is, but that was news to me that McDonald's actually used chickens. And, of course, one of these actors was James Cromwell, who was the actor in Babe. Remember that? That'll do, pig. Well, you know, that'll do, you pigs of Hollywood. We don't need to hear any more from you. Just go away. Go away. If that's the only thing that you can get any outrage about, Certainly, you know, I mean, we should treat animals humanely, but shouldn't we treat babies humanely? Maybe these people who are so concerned about chicken McNuggets, maybe like Abby Johnson, they should watch an ultrasound of a baby being aborted, and then maybe they could get some compassion and care about that. You think? Now, the rest of these people who are here, I've never heard of them. You know, again, maybe that's their desperate attempt to get attention. But I want to play for you. Get ready with video clip number 4. I'll tell you what some of these politicians are saying. We've got the California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom saying, "Spare me your indignity about the unborn." He said, "These folks that righteously talk about the unborn are the same exact people when those children are born that cut programs to support those children and their families. They're exactly the same people." Well, you know, maybe you're talking to me, Governor Newsom, and I don't see the government as the provider or as the parent of children. See, that's the fundamental difference between us and you. Just like Ilhan Omar was so upset about the fact that she and her family were brought from a refugee camp because they couldn't live in that S-hole, Somalia, the Somalia hole that she was living in. They had to get to another country, and then we rescued them from that country. They were brought over here. They were given free stuff. She was angry because she wasn't given more stuff, wasn't treated better. And I said, well, it's not the government or the American people's duty to provide for you. That's your daddy's issue. And if there are situations in a family where the parents can't provide that help, or there's extenuating circumstances where they're under hardship, I think that that's something that needs to be taken up as a Christian by the local community and not by the government, for the good of the people who are giving the money as much as for the good of the people who are needy, who are getting it, because it is a lot more blessed to give than to receive. And those people are being cheated of that blessing. You know, who think that they gave at the office. Yeah, they did give a lot. They gave a lot at the office, and that money is not filtering through that massive bureaucracy with the sticky fingers. They're keeping that cash, and they're not passing it along to people. You know, that was the thing that was different about America before we adopted this ethos of let the government solve every problem, and both the left and the right are guilty of that mindset. When Alexis de Tocqueville came here from France and looked at America, he said, the thing that's different about America is whenever they see a problem, they don't try to get it solved by the government, not even by the local government. They create voluntary associations to solve that problem, or they do it through their churches. And it's a lot more effective than anything I've ever seen anywhere before. It's amazing how they just voluntarily come together to solve a need. That was the Christian ethos here in America. So let's talk about, while we're talking about funding, let's take a look at Kirsten Gillibrand, who was just telling us that the essence of Christianity was you do whatever you want to, and that includes killing your kids if you want, according to her. But she also says that there is no valid argument to stop the funding of abortion. Video clip 4.
With equality.
And what about the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits federal funding for abortion, which you oppose the Hyde Amendment? What would you say to taxpayers out there who say, look, I support everyone having their own freedoms, but that when it comes to my tax dollars, abortion isn't something that I want to support?
You know, we have a tenet in our Constitution. It's called separation of church and state. And I do not
That's
believe
not in the Constitution.
That that is a valid argument. I think that the Hyde Amendment should be repealed, and that we actually need to make sure that women, regardless of their income level, have a basic right to reproductive care. It's about our humanity, and it's about our basic civil rights. And so I will work to repeal the Hyde Amendment. I would also work to codify Roe v. Wade, and I would work to guarantee that no matter what state you live in, you will have access to a full range of reproductive services. So
pray that that woman doesn't get anywhere near any more political power. Pray that she gets out of the Senate. Unbelievable. She's never even bothered to read the Constitution that she swore to uphold. Separation of church and state isn't there, lady. It was in a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Danbury Baptists, who were concerned that he was going to confiscate their Bibles since he was going through and editing out what he didn't like in the Bibles. He said, nope, there's a wall that separates me from you. There's a wall around the federal government. and we're not going to penetrate that. And because of that, you had the Supreme Politburo in the middle of the 20th century say, oh, there's separation of church and state. Oh, that's what we're going to do. It wasn't in the Constitution. They pulled it out of a letter from a president to somebody, and that was not law. They used that president's statement, correct statement, about what the Constitution constrained him about to constrain the free exercise of religion. That's the way the Supreme Politburo, what we call the Supreme Court, that's the way they twist and invert everything. In the same way they later twisted and inverted turned inside out the 14th Amendment to try to invent this idea of abortion, and then said, well, we'll cut the baby in thirds. The first third of the baby you can get rid of. The other two thirds the states can protect if they want to, but of course the Democrat states do not want to. Just to show you how far these things have slipped, let's take a look going back to 2007. Joe Biden at the time, unlike Kirsten Gillibrand, who said, oh, you can't stop funding abortion. Lady, show me anywhere in the Constitution where the government provides any health care to anybody, the federal government. Yeah, you could do it at the state level. There's nothing that allows them to do it at the federal level. If you want to try to invent that out of the so-called general welfare statement, then take a look at the Ninth and Tenth Amendment that came after that. Nevertheless, they don't have any authority to fund any kind of health care, let alone fund that. Joe Biden said he opposed funding back in 2007.
Are you still opposed to public funding for abortion?
I still am opposed to public funding to abortion. And the reason I am is, again, it goes to the question of whether or not you are going to impose a view to support something that is not a guaranteed right, but an affirmative action to promote.
And again, that is not Joe Biden today, just in case you're wondering. That's not Joe Biden 2019. That was Joe Biden 2007, 12 years ago. He's now, after some Botox treatments, he has completely changed the way he thinks about that issue. We had the University of California, San Diego professor, and you saw the slides where he compared unborn babies to cancer. Referred to them as being parasites and so forth. He came back and said, well, of course, all of you know that most of you probably realize my point was to show that mammals are especially prone to invasive cancers because mammals evolved invasive placentation. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, no, actually, he was comparing them to that. And we've had had babies called worse than that by the Democrats. One professor at LSU, Professor Michael Behnke, I think is the way he pronounced his name, said that Gagineau's description of unborn children is not only correct, but borderline satanic. A parasite is something it takes from the host without providing any significant benefit to the host. An unborn baby carries half the genes of the mother. And quite frankly, it's a different person, but let's not pay any attention to that. Folks, take a look at the specials we got. We got a massive Memorial Day mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also save 10% on coffee. Use the code WAKEUP to save 10% off of 100% organic Wake Up America coffee.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
the bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.